From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. July 4th is usually your big day if you're in the fireworks business. Only this year, three-quarters of the country is experiencing some level of drought, and cities from the Mountain West to the Southeast are temporarily banning fireworks. That is not stopping everyone, though, as Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
What's this guy do?
About to find out. I ain't got to see yet.
Freddie Bowers smiles and stares at the explosions of white overhead. They illuminate the sandy brown grass below. It's easy to see why several small fires in the area have been blamed on fireworks. The region has had the hottest streak in recorded history. Bowers and his dad, Larry, have sold fireworks in Laverne, Tennessee, for a lifetime. There's a ban this year, but good luck keeping these admitted pyros out of their stash.
They're not going to ban Christmas, they ain't going to ban 4th of July.
I do it because it was my Independence Day. And whether I shoot one firework or 10, I don't want to break that tradition. I'm not going to. They're just going to have to find me if they catch me.
In many cities where fireworks are already illegal, enforcement is practically non-existent. Police in Nashville handed out just one citation last year. But now there's a no-tolerance policy. Temporary bans are in place in more than a dozen nearby cities like Murfreesboro. Assistant City Attorney David Ives says it was too late to revoke permits purchased by vendors so people can still buy fireworks.
But they cannot use them and actually will not be able to use them in Murfreesboro until the New Year's season.
I mean, doesn't it sound silly, though, to think people would be buying them and holding them until Christmas? You know what people are doing when they're buying them.
You're accurate. That's very true. But that's what we needed to do, we felt, to protect the community.
Some municipalities have even postponed public fireworks displays. They include Terre Haute, Indiana, and several communities near Lansing, Michigan. Major cities like Louisville and Indianapolis have pulled the plug on backyard fireworks for this year. That's expected to result in a drop-off in sales, which industry-wide approached $1 billion in 2011. It's putting the pinch on guys like Kent Goolsby, who works on commission and sleeps at his tent to protect the stock. Goolsby has what was a prime location before the local ban.
Being right here, I mean, there's almost no reason for people to come here. You can't shoot them.
Y'all enjoy these. Be safe with them.
Back at the Bowers tent, customers are at a trickle. Some, like university student Elsie Bennett, are trying to be good citizens.
I'm having a little party, so I figured, well, we better just stick with sparklers and fountains and color bombs. So I wish we could do something crazy, but that's about it.
But others don't seem too concerned about getting caught with contraband. Stephen McShand says his wife will keep the water hose handy.
I don't see nothing wrong with letting kids enjoy the things that we've done for them. Passed down generations. I always enjoyed popping fireworks with my parents.
And now McShand has a young son, Justin.
So what are these things? Black cats? What else you got in there?
And some grenades. No. I got the big one.
Ban or not, McShand says they'll share the magic of lighting that first fuse together. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.